5 and verse 7. Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it until he receives the early and the late rains. What a neat little verse, and I know there's other things around it encouraging in patience, but just a reminder of the coming of the Lord. And I know that we all kind of think about it in the back of our mind. Could it be today? Probably not very often, if we're honest, not as often as we should. But just thinking of what's happening, the word patient, there being willing to continue to ask your Heavenly Father for help and strength and wisdom as you battle even today. And then in that process, reminding yourself that the returning of the Lord is sooner than later, but we don't know when. Pretty amazing as we've kind of watched what's taking place in Israel and the surrounding areas. And so I realized that there's a lot of things that are on your to-do list. I'm pretty sure your calendar is pretty full. What will be neat is that as you work through Friday, that you'll be willing to just think through or continue thinking or ponder on the returning of the Lord. As you look at all that's going on around in you, your budget, your family, your neighborhood, that just reminding yourself that the Lord is coming back, that my focus needs to be that, and where so often we're getting distressed or overwhelmed or concerned or burdened or whatever your word might be of all the things that are going on around us, that it kind of distracts us of the main thing. And so just as we look at James chapter 5, as James, through the power of the Holy Spirit, guiding his hands, putting words down on a book for people to remember, then there's individuals that fought and cared for and cherished those words. And now you and I have the privilege to know what God wants us to know for today. And so patience, like a farmer planting something that is dead, waiting for it to come back up, to sprout, trusting the right amount of rain, trusting the right amount of sunshine, and that God is going to produce something in that field that they're going to be able to sell to someone to make money is something that we need to be waiting on the Lord, reminding ourselves of your return, his return, and that we have a job today, and it's to love people well. It is to be involved in evangelism and discipleship and time with our scriptures. But what if tomorrow is the day? What will we be doing? What will we be thinking about? Where will we be? With whom will we be hanging out with? As we eagerly anticipate the trumpet blowing, the clouds opening up, and our Savior comes back to be with us, to rescue us from this world, and that we get to spend eternity with him. So thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity to be part of your family and to be part of a Bible Fellowship Church family. And so give us hearts to serve. Give us courage to think well, to be reminded of your return as we're sitting in our recliner, as we're watching TV, as we're praying, as we're talking to our family, that we are not being distracted by the things of this world, that we keep you the center of who we are. So thank you for this opportunity. We love you, Jesus, and thank you for this Friday. In your name we pray, amen. God bless you, and have a great Friday.